point, more powerful people changed and obscured further sections of this Bible. And the thing that you see now, although contains many, many truths, is an incomplete record of being.
Question from the gentleman here on the left.
Thank you. Can I just follow on from the last answer you gave? Just recently in the press, there's been some lead codices found in Jordan.
Yes.
Which date back to Jesus Christ's days.
Iron bound, I believe.
Yes. Some lead, some tin. I've actually had the pleasure of working with one of the guys that has something to do with finding these and been very blessed to be able to help a couple of these items.
I was just about to ask you if you had touched them.
I have, yeah. I actually still feel one of them.
And the feeling is very different, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Have you been rather emotional recently?
Since holding them, yes, certainly I've opened my eyes a lot further. My question basically is that they're still obviously trying to decode them. But it appears at the moment that a lot of the information that's been found are the true teachings of Christ, if you like, the original Bible. But there's been a lot of counter sort of attack on them, really, to stop them coming out so that it doesn't allow the people of the world to see the truths of the Christian teaching. Do you feel that this is something that would benefit the world if it was to be known as truth?
Your question contains many questions, my friend.
You're lucky I stopped there. Thank you.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
Thank you, you too.
And I am going to say something strange. Your life has changed since that moment.
It has, yes.
The philosophy and depth of knowledge inside you has changed. Do you find that you are teaching more often?
I have been teaching for a number of years, but there's a difference within my teaching.
Yes.
Since Holden, yeah.
The philosophy has changed because the truth is held within the fibre of those objects. The symbols and sigils which are written upon them are wards and guards and misdirections in some cases. The truth of the spirituality is in the resonance of those books. But you ask, would it be useful for the rest of the world? I think it is already becoming useful for the rest of the world because you are teaching. And the truth is that having touched such objects, your resonance has changed, and so therefore the world is becoming a more lucid place, a place of understanding self. It is certainly, in my humble opinion, a better place to have those books in the hands of the public rather than that of a private collector.
Thank you. They're actually being put into a museum in Jordan as we speak.
Yes.
Well, to see, hopefully.
Marvellous.
We have some more questions over here. Can I have it from... the gentleman, please.
I'm very impressed with your philosophical arguments, and I sense there's a great font of knowledge that's behind you, either in books or in guides that are handing you books to help you with your answers. Is this true, or are you working solo here, just with spirits?
Well, as I said at the beginning of the demonstration, we are speaking together, all as one. I have said that I am a Buddhist, but I am a Christian. I am all of which are speaking together. You mention books. Books are simply an expression into a material world. It is the knowledge of books which is held within the collective mind. And that is what we are drawing upon in order to answer the questions this evening. In some aspects, where the medium has cut the communication by his inquisitive nature, then we have removed the lead guide and replaced him with number two. At such point, the lead guide retains his resonance and returns, and so you will have noticed that there has been a change in answering certain questions, and that is because there is a personality which is better suited to answering that particular question.
Thank you.
Yes, the gentleman in the third row.
Thank you. I'm a firm believer that the city of Atlantis was once upon the earth plane and then it sunk. And the people there were all a different being than mankind. Do you help me with this?
Off-world, as you mean.
Yeah.
I am being told that the Atlanteans were not off-worlders. However, they were influenced by off-worlders. And so their dynamic nature within technology and societal changes, which are very different to what you have now, was influenced by a higher self, a clear sight of beyond this reality. Not what you wanted to hear, was it?
No, it's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Question from the lady in the back here.
Yeah, no, just I'm finding it a bit difficult to hear actually. I'm just wondering maybe you could speak a little bit louder. But I don't know, what is an off-worlder? Is that from another planet? I haven't heard that expression.
Yes, an off-worlder is somebody from another planet. We have several, you know. Some of them are damn ugly. And some of them are huge. And some of them quiver like jelly. But they are all great friends. All of them.
That's nice.
Question from the gentleman on the front row here.
You hear quite a lot about psychic is not quite as good as being spiritual, and you know, there's a debate always going on about that. These tablets are books that have just been found. The gentleman behind said he touched them, and then he was told he was affected by them and had to give them something. So was he getting that psychically because he touched them, or it's, you know, just curious.